From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Israel says it will now allow most consumer goods into the Gaza Strip, but it will continue to ban construction materials and other items Israel says could be used to make weapons. And the ban on travel from the Hamas-ruled territory stays in place. International Mideast envoy Tony Blair welcomes the policy shift.
The only sensible basis on which to have this policy is we protect Israel's security, because in my view they have a complete and legitimate right to protect their security, but we improve the lives of people in Gaza.
Leaders in Gaza say the changes fall far short of what the territory needs. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is wrapping up a five-day tour of Eastern Europe and the Caucasus in Georgia. She expressed strong U.S. support for the former Soviet Republic. And as Peter Van Dyke reports from Moscow, she criticized Russia for its failure to honor a peace agreement that ended a brief war with Georgia.
Standing alongside Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili, Secretary Clinton said the U.S. was steadfast in its commitment to Georgia's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Delivering what she called a message from President Obama and herself, she added that Washington did not recognize spheres of influence. Russia claims special interest in former Soviet states such as Georgia, and it recognized two breakaway Georgian republics as independent after the August 2008 conflict. Clinton said she and Obama raised the issue with Russia's president in Washington last month. Russia has set up permanent bases in Abkhazia and South Ossetia in violation of the ceasefire, and Clinton called on Russia to return its troops to their former positions and allow humanitarian access to the two regions. For NPR News, I'm Peter Van Dyke in Moscow.
Cleanup workers in the Gulf of Mexico are not only fighting oil, they're battling bad weather, rough seas, high waves, and strong winds, remnants of Hurricane Alex. Some skimming continues, but burns have been suspended. Meanwhile, the mayor of Galveston, Texas, says tar balls from the BP oil spill have washed up on the city's beaches.
Clearly, I'm alarmed at the revelation that some tar balls have been positively identified as from Deepwater Horizon. Not a good thing.
The Coast Guard had said the spill was not likely to reach Galveston. In West Texas, an air ambulance has crashed. From member station KUT, Ian Crawford reports five people are confirmed dead.
Texas Department of Public Safety officials say the twin-engine Cessna went down shortly after takeoff from Alpine, about 150 miles southwest of Midland. The pilot reportedly tried to make an emergency landing in a muddy field about a mile away from the airport when the plane apparently overturned and caught fire. The patient and his wife were among the dead, as were two air nurses and the plane's pilot. The National Transportation Safety Board will lead the investigation into the cause of the crash. For NPR News, I'm Ian Crawford in Austin.
This is NPR News from Washington. Poland has a new president. Bronisław Komorowski narrowly beat Jarosław Kaczynski, the identical twin brother of the late President Lech Kaczynski, who was killed in a plane crash in April. Komorowski's pro-business party has become more vocal about rethinking Poland's contribution of troops to the war in Afghanistan. Secretary of State Clinton says Washington's efforts to improve ties with Moscow will not dilute U.S. support for former Soviet states. Clinton met with Georgia's president in Tbilisi today and told him the U.S. is committed to Georgian sovereignty. A new study in the Archives of Pediatric and Adolescent Medicine finds American children see fewer television ads for cookies, candy, and soda these days. But as NPR's April Fulton reports, they're seeing more ads for fast food.
Kids watch a lot of TV, more than 3 hours a day on average. And during that time, they are targeted by commercials for food products filled with salt, sugar, and fat. But after a voluntary agreement among the food industry in 2006, they are somewhat less bombarded than they used to be. A new study of children aged 2 to 5 shows the number of fast food ads they see in a day dropped from more than 13 in 2004 to 11 by 2007. The numbers dropped less dramatically in the 6 to 11-year-old crowd and went up slightly among teen viewers. Fewer sweets and beverage ads were seen among all age groups, but fast food ads increased as kids got older. Among young teens, fast food ads jumped 20%. One beverage kids saw more on TV, bottled water. April Fulton, NPR News.
And I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.